Welcome, everybody, to show number 65 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am your host, Stuart Howe, and today, if you're listening live, is June 18th of the year 2022. And, wow, what a week. What a week. More stuff rolling out, more craziness, more supply chain breakdown, more orchestrated, mess around the world, theater of the absurd, put whatever label on it you want. I'm trying to, keep it light, but a lot of people are having a really tough time out there around the world. I'm glad we don't live in China and, other places where it's really, really bad. Here in North Idaho and several states, things aren't so bad unless you're, being affected in particular instances, and our guests coming on in a few minutes here are examples of that. The medical tyranny is really one of the most insidious corners of this clown show, of this rollout of, basically it's a control mechanism to bring in, a new world order under the guise of medical, helping us get through this COVID pandemic. It's not a pandemic. It is a contrived event to bring in totalitarian global government, and they've been working on this for a long, long time. It is masterful con artistry. It is murderous con artistry. It is as evil as can be. If you want to look at it on a spiritual warfare level, this is certainly what's going on. In a more practical sense, it's a corporate takeover. It's just, it's multidimensional, multi-levels. It's what they phrase as a simultaneous multi-theater assault on humanity. And people are standing up, and there are a lot more of us that are awake and aware and willing to draw a line in the sand and say, nope. And the people I have coming on are really, really strong, strong character people that are willing to stand up and say no, willing to educate themselves to do, what we need to do as good human people, human beings and good people in general, and be willing to risk, maybe being ostracized by the idiots and the, the cowards and the, ignorant masses, the people that have fallen victim to this mind control. And this, very expertly crafted propaganda and coercion campaign has resulted in a mass psychosis. And not all of us are falling under the spell, and we're turning to face the, these evil retards that think they are our rulers. They believe they are a ruling class and that we are a peasant class, and we're on the verge of showing them that that's not the case, and that there's going to be blowback, and they are going to be sorry they ever squared off with the millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of decent folks that have been, put in a position now to defend themselves around the world. But here in our neck of the world here, we have Jamie Morgan holding in the green room here, and I'm going to bring her in. She's got a situation where her son wanted to go on a field trip with school, and we had Jamie on a couple weeks ago. We touched on this briefly, and the judge is being coerced, it looks like, to not let her son go unless he gets this potentially lethal injection, which has nothing to do with stopping a virus. It does not protect you from the virus. It does not keep you from spreading the virus. It is, the kindest thing you could say about it is it's experimental gene therapy. What it really is, it looks like all signs indicate it is a slow kill bioweapon to sterilize and kill. So we've got Jamie Morgan coming on, and she's been nice enough to hold through my rant. So, Jamie, are you with us?
I am.
Well, thank you very much for coming on. I so much appreciate it because, you know, your situation is a perfect example of this totalitarian rollout of this medical tyranny, you know, affecting a good family. You know, your son is, it looks like, a fine young man, and you're obviously a good mom. And if you could, for the people that weren't on with us a couple weeks ago, you know, and know about your story, could you please just kind of give us an overview and introduce yourself to our audience?
Sure can. So, yes, my name is Jamie. My son, his name is Julian. He goes by JJ. He is 15. He's an amazing young man, like you already mentioned. He's smart and brilliant, and part of that is what led to this trip. He was chosen to go to an engineering program, and with that can be possible get, you know, scholarships and stuff, but it has to be at a university. Now, unfortunately, the university that he had chosen is one that is mandating this weapon, as you want to call it, because that's exactly what I agree with, that I believe it's going to, I believe all wholeheartedly, it puts my son at risk if he were to receive it. And therefore, I immediately started looking into the other options, and there's 15 other universities willing to transfer him for the same program. It does not change the ability for scholarships or his ability to perform or anything else other than the location would change for him for this program. And that being said, I looked into it to see where could he go that did not require him to receive anything. And there was 15 other universities available. Unfortunately, there's a custody battle going on, which obviously that leads to people just kind of taking things out on each other. And his father decided to have the judge make a decision instead of, you know, giving us the chance to try to work it out together. We went to the court over it, and the judge went ahead and mandated and ruled that he could go to the school of his choice and mandated that he get it. And I was just mortified because there was other options, like I said, other schools, other ways to go, that he did not have to receive anything and still be healthy and be able to go on the trip and receive all the benefits that go with it.
Yeah, let's make that very clear. Your son is a smart, healthy young man. He's a healthy young man who is being, they're attempting to coerce him into taking this potentially lethal injection in order to go on this trip.
Correct.
For this engineering program. So this is a prime example of them coercing a healthy young person into this, what they know. I mean, there is no excuse. They cannot claim ignorance. There is no plausible deniability here for this judge. He's either completely ignorant and too stupid to sit on the bench, or he's complicit in this this whole, you know, evil operation, and he shouldn't be sitting on the bench. I mean, that's my take. There is no excuse, and we need to be outraged and angered and, you know, ready to, like, make a big thing about this, because they are killing us, and this is a clear example.
Well, it's children, too. These are children. My son is not an adult. He's a child. He doesn't have the ability to make that decision for him. As a parent, I should be able to help make that decision. And definitely no way should a judge step over the line and make a medical decision for a child, especially one that's lethal, like you're saying. Like, this isn't even like a life or death situation. It's not necessary. There's an excuse for it. I will tell you, I ran out of that hearing. I ran out of the courtroom hysterical because I know the dangers and the risks it puts my son at. And I'm not willing to take that risk for him.
Yeah, I mean, now let's let people, you know, appreciate the gravity of this situation. We know there is no shortage of actual, factual, documented instances of young, healthy people, people of all ages and all genders and all walks of life and all nationalities, all religions, all everything, receiving these injections and having heart problems, all kinds of problems. Death, you know, I mean, right? I mean, just the area of
exactly.
The heart is one huge one. I mean, there are people dropping dead, healthy people dropping dead all over the world, athletes on the field in Europe. Now, it looks as if, and I can't say this with any certainty, but it's I mean, it's pretty clear looking at the evidence of what's going on. There are different cocktails. There are certainly different manufacturers that are making this stuff, but there is no compelling reason to be doing this for the cold and flu, which is what this whole thing amounts to at the end of the day, right? And there is no good reason to do it except to coerce people into, you know, medical tyranny, into receiving, you know, something that's going to cull the population, kill people, add to the profits of these greedy corporations. Every evil box is ticked. And it's just, it's absolutely horrifying. And we know we need to stop mincing words on this stuff. I mean, if people aren't outraged and they're not talking plainly about this topic, they are partly culpable. I want to really stress this point before I bring our next guest on, who can, you know, chat with you about this. You may or may not know Rochelle Emery. She's involved with Health Freedom Idaho, and she's involved with different tangents that are related to your situation. And you guys can have a nice talk about this, and we can sort of help inspire people to become resistant to this. And maybe not just, you know, to look at it as resisting this evil, but in championing truth and championing health and standing up for ourselves and calling BS to these, you know, evil, wicked con artists. I mean, they can't hide behind any plausible deniability, and they need to be shunned from, you know, good society. And, you know, enough is enough already. You know, the fact that they're doing this and trying to maintain some air of credibility, they've lost credibility, you know, and they need to be, have this pointed out. And if anybody is not willing to stand up and shout these people down, you know, they're part of the problem. And that's what I want to say. And this, I want to hold myself accountable too, is I need to not be quiet ever about this stuff. You know, and everybody out there with a conscience who cares about their own children, other people's children, or society in general, needs to stand up and speak out, because there is no such thing as being willfully ignorant, and ignorance being bliss. Ignorance is not bliss. You are going to pay, I can say this with certainty, you are going to pay a karmic debt that you have no idea how bad the blowback is going to be to your soul just for being quiet. I mean, it's said by somebody smarter than me that the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to stand by and do nothing. And there's too many of us standing by and doing nothing. We all need to be pissed off and ready to speak out, stand up, you know, be inconvenienced, to take our money out of banks, to find alternative health care, to find, you know, to network, and let's grow some, like, good health care. Let's not be coerced into being part of their matrix of death. And that's, you know, that's the end of my rant on that. At this point, I'd love to bring in Rochelle. Rochelle is on line 3. Thank you for holding, Rochelle. Are you there?
Hi, Stuart. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah. Jamie, can you hear Rochelle okay?
I sure can. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, Jamie. I'm just, you know, sitting back here listening to your story, and I'm just frothing over here. I'm angry. I'm angry for you. It's egregious what is being done to your family, and I'm so sorry that you've had to go through this. And the saddest thing is that this is how revolution starts. This is how, you know, all of us are trailblazers, and it's usually through something horrible that's happened either with our own health or our children, and it sparks that activism inside a mama bear, and the injustice is too much, and so then we go out and we shout our stories out to the world. And that, I guess that's really the only silver lining, is I'm sitting back here thinking, well, we've got another soldier, you know, we've got another warrior, and I hate that it has, it's born from something so atrocious, you know. But
I 100% agree with you, though, because I've even battled with my own son. It's like, if my own son has to go through this and we do, I get that, but I want to save others. I want to help others.
Yeah.
I want this to stop before other parents and children are in the position that I'm in. It just
totally
can't keep happening. It's not okay.
Yeah, that's my story, too, you know. My son was vaccine injured with his very first set of shots, I knew what was going on, that it was the vaccines. And, you know, when I went to the doctors to talk about it, they totally gaslit me, convinced me that that it wasn't the vaccines, that it was actually me and my breast milk that was defective, you know. And it took months of me listening to them and continuing to vaccinate, but watching and every single time having the same reactions until I finally put my foot down and said, no, you guys are lying. You don't see what's happening. I do. I'm his mother. I know more than anyone else what's best for him. And just, you know, that my son's 16, so I totally relate to you on this whole situation of, like, being offered such a wonderful opportunity and then being so, like, coerced that you're almost considering doing it because the opportunity is too good to pass up, you know? It's not fair. It's wrong. And it's actually against the first tenet of medicine, of the Hippocratic Oath, is to first do no harm and informed consent. Consent also means to decline. Consent doesn't mean say yes. It means I can also decline without any, you know, without anyone causing me harm either. I can walk away free and clear. And that has been lost in the last 2 years. That's, well, I mean, it's been more than 2 years, but it's been abundantly clear with this particular vaccine, is that with COVID, like, they've just completely brushed over the concept of consent, that you also get to say no. And it's just really frustrating, because who gave them the authority? Who gave the university the authority to even mandate? And who gave this judge the authority to mandate?
Nobody.
You know, like,
absolutely nobody.
Yeah. They don't have this authority, and yet the world is still, you know, walking around like zombies going, yeah, okay, I'll do what you tell me to do. You know, it's just, and so it does have to start with that little spark of that one person standing in defiance saying, absolutely not. And it is frustrating, and it feels lonely. I know how you feel, not in the exact sense, but like when you probably were first experiencing this, there's that loneliness, you know.
Well, to bring loneliness to it, my son is angry with me because I'm trying to stop him from going. He sees it as me not wanting him to take this trip, not that I'm trying to protect him, because he's also fallen into some of that a little bit too. And that makes it hard, because now it's breaking down a relationship between me and my son. It's been amazing until now. And now he's like, you're just trying to keep me from, you know, the typical teen boy that would be like, you're keeping me from doing this and that. And I'm like, it's not about that. I'm trying to protect you from something that you can't
see. It is hard. Well, and I'm sure on the other end with his father, he's probably planting a lot of those seeds of dissent against your relationship as well.
And that becomes really difficult to battle on top of the whole thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then at that point, our judicial system, CPS, the whole thing has been weaponized, and it's just, the injustice is egregious. And has anyone I've heard of your story kind of through the grapevine, and I believe that someone from HFI has reached out to kind of help you and support you. Is that the case? Has anyone talked to you from our organization?
A little bit, yeah. I've had some emails back and forth. My main person through People's Rights has been Casey, who got me connected with a few. And then we got connected with a couple other resources to reach out to that are trying to get me some information through possible attorneys for help as well.
Good.
So, yes.
Because that's what I was going to say.
The biggest thing is getting my story out, though. I think for me, more than anything, like I said, at this point, I'm not sure how much the legal fight for my son will be, but I know the legal fight for that judge. I want that judge to be known, and I want what can be done there to be acted upon, and I want to make sure the story's out so other people don't fall into the same shoes I have.
Yeah, and is there any recourse to this judge and his decision, or is it set in stone?
Hey, let's talk about that some more on the other side of this break, guys. Sorry this snuck up on us. They've been changing the break schedule, so everybody stay planet, and we will be right back on the other side on RBN.
consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Days, all right. These are interesting days, and I am really privileged and appreciative of having this platform on RBN to bring you great guests and help stoke the fires in people's hearts and, light brush fires in the minds of folks and maybe just fan the flames, because there's brush fires already out there. You know, people are starting to get to the point where enough is enough with this. You know, hurting the kids is not okay. Hurting all of us is not okay. What they've done with old people, not okay. All of it, not okay. And, you know, before I bring our guest back up, because we're discussing a great couple of points before we went to break, I just want to say that it's important to point out that these people are not legitimate authority anymore, whether they are the CPS, whether they are these judges, whoever it is enforcing these mandates. The mandates and these laws, are not lawful. It is not okay. It is not constitutional. It does not jive with moral law. It's just not okay. And they are not our betters. They are not our masters. And we need to take our backbones and our hearts and steel them against this assault. And we need to start telling these people what they need to hear, which is no. These people need to be told no. These doctors need to be, I was going to say bitch slapped, but, you know, they need to be, you know, the verbal equivalent of that. They need to be told in no uncertain terms that they have failed their their task at adhering to the Hippocratic Oath. They are doing harm, as Rochelle pointed out, and they are not legitimate authorities. And, you know, we need to take our power back. And I'm so glad to have Jamie and Rochelle on, because that's what these women are doing. And they hopefully are inspiring other people out there to take their power back and speak truth to these illegitimate authority figures and start saying no, like we did with baby Cyrus, you know, and getting the word out is great. And I'm glad to be able to do my little part to help, because we need to shine a light on the situation and this piece of crap judge, and let it be known that these are just bad people and they need to be, you know, have a light shown on them and say enough is enough. You know, it got to the point with baby Cyrus that CPS dropped the charges, because they knew at some point you keep poking the bear with a stick, that bear is going to do some harm. You know, we're getting to a point where how much are they going to have to push before these people start hanging from light poles? I mean, what is it going to take to get them the message? You know, we don't want to be violent, but being physical and defending ourselves at some point is justified, and they're really pushing it. So, you know, thank you, Jamie, and thank you, Rochelle, for coming on. And, yeah, please go back to the great points you were making, because enough is enough with these people.
Yeah, I agree with you, Stuart. I haven't been doing very many speaking engagements in the last year, because what I have to say isn't, you know, probably could put me in jail, you know, because I absolutely agree with you. They have left us with no recourse. There is no redressing grievances with them. It's, you know, they have left us with no solutions, and the only thing that we have left at this point is to protect our rights and physically defend ourselves. And when someone like this judge or those doctors are causing egregious harm and killing people, that's grounds to protect and defend yourself. And it's a scary time to realize that we're getting so close to that being our only source of recourse.
Yeah, but it should be talked about, because if we can verbalize this peacefully and let them know, you know, that they are putting themselves in a position through their aggressions to reap the blowback, and that's not going to be pretty, and it's going to be them that did it, and we're going to be entirely justified, you know, in whatever they push us to do, but letting them know that, hey, this is where you are, and at some point, you know, when the monsters are roaming the countryside, the villagers pick up pitchforks and torches, and rightly so, and head to the castles. And, you know, we're on the verge of that, and we just want to be clear that we're making every effort to not have it come to that. But, you know, they're pushing it.
They really are. They really are. Speaking of recourse, so, Jamie, is there any contesting this judge's decision? Can you go back to court? Can you get, like, the best lawyer that any money could buy to, you know, represent
so
you
have,
and just...
We have started the process a little bit with luckily some of the input I've gotten, because unfortunately what I found is a lot of, you know, custody and family court attorneys are not trained in this. They're not experienced. They're not trained. Unfortunately, I have one of the best custody attorneys, and yet he still didn't even know, like, with this kind of thing, when it comes down to vaccines or anything like that, what is even the parents' rights and what isn't, and what a judge can and can't do. And that's the hard part I find, is that actually finding someone educated in that. Now, luckily, the help that has reached out to me, there has been Children's Defense reached out to me and got a attorney in touch with my attorney that is giving him information on the next steps we can take.
Great, and let's talk about those next steps on the other side of this break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Jamie Morgan and Rochelle Emery from the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Our southern border has never been more open. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Last month, Customs and Border Patrol agents reported 239,416 encounters with illegal aliens. That's the most ever reported in a single month. It's also a 2% increase over April. What's more telling is that 25% of the people caught had been previously arrested and deported. The number of unaccompanied minors is also up 20%. Crossing an international border without going through an official port of entry is a crime. That's why it's called illegal immigration. To all of those progressives out there who think no human is illegal, try that crap in some other country. Walk across the southern border and see how the Mexican government treats you. I promise they won't hand you a piece of paper giving you some court date. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pasham, Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belong to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone. 'Cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Yeah, indeed, folks. Skating away on the thin ice of a new day. What a day. What a place to be in the history of mankind. We are turning to face our adversary. It is out from the shadows. It is this global elitist cabal of would-be elitists. There are a bunch of misfit retards with the power, you know, complex. It's time that we just say no to them. There's way more of us. We have them outclassed and outnumbered and outgunned, and it's just not okay. It's not okay. They're killing and hurting too many people. And on that note, before we go back to our wonderful guests, I want to do a little housekeeping and give out a number or two. If you're listening to this and you're not upset, you're dead inside. And just leave my show. Go listen to Joe Rogan or something. But if you have any humanity left, vow to, make yourself a little uncomfortable, get out of your comfort zone, maybe buy yourself one less whatever treat you you know, indulge in, and send a couple of dollars to RBN to take this number down. I'm going to give you a couple of numbers of things you can do. You'll feel better about yourself, and you'll be part of the struggle against these folks. But, you know, it's not going to be convenient, and it's not going to be easy. But I want you to call, if you can, pick up the phone after the show and call a woman named Butterfly. She has been on the show with me a couple of times. She is fighting child sex trafficking on our southern borders. The cartels are moving children directly into the hands of government representatives, and the Border Patrol is doing their best to stop them. But this is it is well documented. They have film of this. It is not a joke. It is not a conspiracy theory. They are down there, and they need help. So please give Butterfly a call. Her number is area code 509-263-4612. She's with Veterans on Patrol on the southern borders. And, yeah, they're boots on, literally boots on the ground helping these kids. And you can go to her site and see, you know, what's going on with that. You can write them at info.vop for Veterans on Patrol, info.vop@protonmail.com. And again, her number is 509-263-4612. Send them a gas card. Send them a gift certificate for some food from a market. They really need help. It makes a big difference. And also, please support Casey Whalen. Casey has a lot of great content on his YouTube channel, North Idaho Exposed. You know, I want to thank Mark Passio at whatonearthishappening.com, Patrick Henningsen, 21stcenturywire.com, great source of actual news reporting about geopolitical events. That's 21stcenturywire.com. James Corbett of The Corbett Report, and of course, Benny Wills, W-I-L-L-S. Benny Wills does Joy Camp videos. It's great to keep a sense of humor about this. He does Meme Monday, and his work can be found on YouTube. BennyWills.com also. And you search for Benny Wills. He's a great guy. He's up here in the neighborhood. But, yeah, so that's that. And, yeah, please help and please get involved. And Jamie and Rochelle will give their contact information or how you can help them out. Because we were talking before the break about the next legal steps that they're going to take to find legal remedy. And, yeah, please, let's continue in finding remedy to your situation. And, you know, people all around the country that are facing similar things can find similar remedies where they are. So, enough out of me. Please continue, ladies.
Yeah, so Jamie, I wanted to ask you, so it sounds like you have some support from another attorney that is aware of the vaccine issue, probably more constitutional rights and all that, and is helping your family attorney to kind of combat for you on that playing field. So are you able to go back? Is it the same judge? Will you go after the judge, or is it just a totally different hearing and perhaps you can get a different judge? Can you explain what that process might look like for you?
Yeah, it might be both. The first thing, to add insult to injury, on top of that, this judge, because I was not willing to go through with this medical procedure, as they want to call it, as well as I have not given other vaccines in the past, he wants to take my medical rights away altogether to my children. So with that, that's not legal. There is laws in place at state just because you choose not to vaccinate that they cannot take away your medical rights to your child for legal reasons. So that has been educated upon us, and that is the one thing we're fighting right now, which has already been a motion back to court for a hearing to keep my rights in place and to let the judge know that he's been put on notice that he cannot do that and why that is. And then on
so
top
he
of
has
that,
been
then,
put on notice, the judge himself.
We have filed a movement against him, yes.
And what's his name?
Not so much
what's this?
Against him. It's more so a motion with documentation and laws as to why he cannot even agree to or even entertain the thought of taking my rights away because it's not legal.
And who is this judge, and what court does he sit on?
His name is Ken Gauchi, and he is in Bonneville County as a... just like a civil court judge for family court.
Okay.
And with okay. that, then also the next step we're trying to pursue is if my son was to have this take place and got injured, then what is, at that point, everyone's question is, then what is the judge's responsibility? What will he be held accountable for if my son ends up in the hospital, or even, heaven forbid, ends up dead because of it? And that is the part that seems very clouded and very vague, and we're trying to pursue that, and that's where I've been on the research, trying to get more people involved to help me to hold him accountable if something does happen to my son. Who's responsible?
Right, because the manufacturers don't have liability. The doctors don't have liability. Someone has to have liability if you're going to mandate a product. Mm-hmm. This is a consumer product. This is a product manufactured by a massive industry, and they have been released of all liability as of 1986. And so the thing that gets me, and when I had talked about the authority earlier with these universities and anyone that thinks that they can mandate this, there is no liability. And this also boils down to the school systems, right? The public school systems decided to adopt this mandation of these products, and that has set precedents that, well, oh, if the schools can mandate it, then so can businesses, and so can the military, and so can all... And I just wish that we could get to the core issue that there should be no mandating anything if there is no liability. And, you know, the powers that be, the upper echelons, just want to pretend like that they didn't hear that. They just ignore it and walk away. And it's so frustrating, because if we could get to that core issue, we could stop these mandates. I don't care if you want to shoot yourself up with every single vaccine that comes on to the market, that's your prerogative. But we will not be mandating these to people and forcing them against their will and against their consent through coercion and dangling the carrot in front of them of, oh, you can have this as long as you do this. Like, that's coercion. I thought that was illegal in this country. I didn't think that that was legal, but... there's a lot of lawlessness right now. So, you know, and so, yeah, it's very frustrating. I hope that we can get some precedence from this. If we can push, you know, if you're somewhere, whether it's your case or someone else, I mean, there's people listening all over that might be, or know someone, or have heard of it, or are experiencing it themselves right now, whether it was through their work or through school or whatever, that they were trying to mandate these things. And I guess I have a question, too. So these universities are absolutely refusing any kind of notion of a religious exemption?
Correct. At least as I know 100%, Duke University does not accept a religious. They don't accept a health, anything. No type of excuse at all. It is 100% they have to have it. And in talking to the school directly outside of the program, again, 100%. Anybody, any child... teacher, anyone that works there at Duke University, 100% has to have it, no exemptions allowed.
I just find that so disturbing. I'm sure that they, on some level, that university is probably receiving federal funds in one way or another.
Yep, absolutely.
You cannot tell
true.
Me they're not the only one. They cannot be the only one either in this nation. There's no way there's one college only. There's more than one, obviously.
Well, see, now you hit on a very important point. This is the mechanism, is to go along, to get along, and keep the money flowing in, because they do receive subsidies, and they risk losing all those subsidies if they rock the boat on this stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's horrific. They're so, when you were talking about brush fires earlier, Stuart, it's more than that. Like, we are surrounded on every side of something, whether it's the southern border, human trafficking, the drag queens, you know, grooming children at the parks and in libraries. I mean, we are just, there's so many issues coming to light right now that it's so overwhelming to not just be frustrated at everything. And I have to remind myself to stay in my lane and try to focus on health freedom. That's always been, you know, but it's like really hard, because I'm compassionate about every single one of these issues, and I wish that I could fix all of it. I did want to plug HFI a little bit.
Sure.
So Jamie, were you aware of, before any of this happened, you had said no to some vaccines but had vaccinated, like, how much health freedom minded were you prior to all of this? Did you know about organizations local to you or even nationwide, did you know that there were health freedom organizations out there?
No, and I didn't, and I'm surprised because what you shared with me is, I will tell you again, two of my children have injuries and have their records are in the CDC for vaccination injuries. So my children and myself have already had vaccination injuries, which is why my mind changed, and it was just through being a new mom, a young mom, researching on my own as best I could alone. I did not know about most of anything. The thing that got me going this time, you know, I obviously had done the research and I knew I didn't want any more because of what had already happened to my children and myself. And we already experienced this hardship in our lives. But then I also then saw, I've seen what happened to baby Cyrus. I had heard about people's rights, like a little bit. And through like those experiences is what brought awareness to me that there was more out there available to help me.
Oh, good. Yeah. So that's why I wanted to bring that up, because it is a lonely road. I was in the same boat as you 15 years ago. Actually, 16 years ago. I found out through my chiropractor, you know, and then he led me to a couple of websites, and this was pre-social media, pre-YouTube, and I had a lot of, you know, the research that I did was thorough and mostly from the CDC's own website, you know. But I couldn't talk about this to other moms. It was just something you didn't talk about because people were like, what do you mean you're not going to vaccinate anymore? Like it was 100%. Sacrilege or something.
Yep.
Yeah, so you just stay quiet and it's this lonely place. And, you know, I lived in California. They left me alone, right? I had my little thing. I signed it away, you know, my philosophical exemption for my kids to go to school. And then in 2015, they took that away. And that was what spurred the health freedom movement to the point that it is now. And I had lived and breathed it, so it's been a full-time activism for me since 2015, so I'm so fully emerged in it. But I understand that like moms like you all across the country and across the globe don't understand that there are people, there are moms out there, and we're growing so much that the World Health Organization listed us in their top 10 public health threats. Was the health freedom movement, because we are
good for you.
We are growing by like five. I want to say that they gave a number. It was something like our recruiting rate was like 5,000 times more than theirs.
Oh, excellent. Give out your contact information. I want people to know how to find you and support you. And let's also plug people's rights along with that at the same time, because both of your organizations, People's Rights and Health Freedom Idaho, are great examples of remedy to all of these problems.
Yeah. People's Rights is great because it's centrally located to your, you know, there's groups forming and growing locally on the local level. So when something like CPS and medical kidnapping happens, they can rally the troops and have a whole army of people with their torches and their pitchforks, right? So they're great, and we work with them often.
And that's peoplesrights.com.
Health Freedom Idaho.
Wherever you
Idaho.
Are in the country. Right. Let's slow down for a minute,
Idaho.
Because before we do that, let's make sure people know that they should, after this radio show, go to peoplesrights.com and also check out Health Freedom Idaho. So I want people to have actionable intel here. Peoplesrights.com and Health Freedom Idaho. Please give out contact for that as well.
Yeah, so healthfreedomidaho.com. But I do want to say there is a health freedom organization almost in every single state. So wherever your listeners are, you can they kind of go by different names: informed choice, health freedom, and then, you know, your state or whatever. And you should be able to find that. But for Idaho locally, healthfreedomidaho.org. I'm sorry, .com. We did have .org. They've been messing with our websites because we just put out too much truth, so they can't have that, right?
Good for
so
you. And I've just been corrected.
Right,
I need to correct myself. I made a mistake there. It is peoplesrights.org. Again, not .com. With people's rights is peoplesrights.org, O-R-G. Casey just messaged me live. Thank you, Casey. Save my butt again. So there we go. So health freedom in almost every state, there is a health freedom organization. Please reach out to them and support them and get in networking with them, because this is going to become more of an issue, and we need to stand against these, you know, would-be authorities that really aren't. And then people's rights, blackoutcoffee.org.
Yeah, if Jamie had known about us, we may have been able to give her the resources before she had gone to her first court date, and then this judge may not have been able to judge the way he did. Not to say, I mean, I'm not trying to make you feel bad or anything, but just so that other people know, right? Because we're doing this because we want to help other people. And so,
no, correct.
Just spread the word. Just all the listeners, you know, spread the word about health freedom organizations in your state. When you hear someone being bullied by the medical mafia or the, you know, the health and family courts, encourage them to reach out, because most of the time a lot of these health freedom organizations, they started around 2015 when California was going under, when they lost their vaccine exemptions for school. A lot of states were watching what was going on, going, oh, we're next, so we need to organize. And they've been organizing for the last 7 years, getting their own local resources, finding their own constitutional attorneys, and dealing with medical kidnapping situations in their own state. So I would say that is one of the best resources that you can reach out to for this particular situation would be your local health freedom. And so in Idaho, that's us. We've been building and growing, and so there's usually someone that can help you in this situation. I know between people's rights, health freedom, and just the social media in general, the baby Cyrus situation went so viral that they had to stand down.
They had to stand down. Yeah, because things were about to go really bad for them, and the optics on that would have been horrible. If that story would have gotten out, it would have really ignited, backfires against these globalists, because there was no defense in the, you know, as far as winning the hearts and minds, that would have won the hearts and minds, and there would have been a huge, huge blowback against the CPS and the federal government in general, and they couldn't have that. So we won that one, and I'd like to encourage everybody, no matter where you are, if you're in Canada, it is, Casey just pointed out, it is peoplesrights.ca, because what happens is you make a call, you're part of People's Rights, you're on a little, through Telegram or wherever, you know, ham radio, whatever, any way that you stay connected with them. If CPS comes to take your child or somebody comes to take your firearms, you know, against your rights, in 10 minutes, the idea is to have 10 minutes, you have 10 armed citizens at your door to say no. Within 90 minutes, 90 armed citizens, 100 minutes, 100 armed citizens to protect your rights, to legally, lawfully say, nope, sorry, not here. You're not taking our children. You're not going to take our firearms. You're not going to, whatever it is that these lawless, you know, ne'er-do-wells are attempting to do, it's time that we become law enforcement, because they have become criminals. And I really want to make that point. They have become criminals, and we need to enforce the law. That is why they're demonizing militias so much. That is why they're out to grab the guns, because they do not want us to be able to say no and back it up. Consequently, that is exactly what we all need to be ready to do, is say no and back it up. Whatever that means, whatever that takes, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, no. We just need to be able to say no. You know, I want JJ to know that people are looking out for him all across the country and the world. We're on the verge of just being able to, as good people with a backbone, say no.
I wish the people could have done that for Jamie when this first started. Just come together and congregate outside the courtroom prior, and that this whole story could have just been viral right out the gate, because I feel like that's one of the best defenses that we have, is hitting these situations immediately and bringing the people together, getting it viral on social media, because people, even if they can't show up, they're calling, they're furious.
Right.
This isn't okay.
Well, we're getting there. We're moving in that direction.
Yeah, we're, definitely.
We're moving
there. Sorry that we didn't catch you in time, Jamie. I'm so sorry.
Well, we're about to end the show here, guys.
I think if we can get it going, even now, you can still get that judge to understand what he's done is still wrong, and that it can't happen again.
Let's
give out his fire so that he can't do it anymore to anybody else.
We're about to end the show, so you'll hear the music come up, but please, in this last couple of minutes, I apologize to our caller, Marcus in Idaho. Please call back next week. But ladies, if you can, until you hear the music come up, at which point I'll take the last 30 seconds, but go ahead and give out your contact information. Let's give out that judge's name one more time and the bench that he sits on, and let's get this out there.
It's Ken. It looks like Gauchy. It might be Gaucher. It's Gauchey in Bonneville County. That is the judge's name, and that is where he holds his reign, which he likes to rain down, apparently, on the innocent. I'm Jamie Morgan. You can reach me at JayOlivia1998@gmail.com.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. And Rochelle, you want to give us one more round of contact, and so we can support you.
Yeah, so healthfreedomidaho.com. You can find me. The only social media I can handle right now is one, and that's Facebook, and I don't like it, but that's where I'm at. So you can find me on Facebook at Rochelle Emery. You can message me, follow me. I'm mostly in North Idaho, but I support anyone anywhere, right? When it comes to health freedom stuff. And my email is rochelle.hfi@protonmail.org. I'm terrible about emails. I think it might be org. Facebook's really a great place that you can reach out to me, that I will see it. And, I'm usually, when it's a local situation, I've been there for other medical kidnapping instances that, I usually try to cover. Casey's usually with me too, so we kind of work together often.
That's great.
And
Casey's the best.
Yeah, I've got a lot of lives about all manner of health freedom and a lot of other freedom things that you're welcome to go and watch on my Facebook page. And send me a friend request, and you can also reach out to healthfreedomidaho.org directly. There should be a message on their website, and it's a wealth of knowledge. Just their website in general, you can type in the search, and you'll find lots of resources and information there.
That is awesome. That is excellent stuff. And then one last time, I'll give out Butterfly's phone number. You can call her directly. They need help down in the southern border to help those kids down there. And the child sex trafficking that they've documented into the hands of, American sex traffickers, right out of the hands of the coyotes and the cartels, it is horrifying. So that's another place, you can help. Her number is 509-263-4612. That's Butterfly with Veterans on Patrol on the southern border. Because that is a bad situation, and there's something, even $20 on a gas card can help those guys to be down to help those kids. So, folks, thank you. I really appreciate you ladies coming on. Jamie and Rochelle, thanks. There they go, everybody. Jamie and Rochelle, appreciate it. I appreciate RBM. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Stay safe. Stay strong. Be kind to each other, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Stuart.
You got it.
Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of a new day.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.